Daf Tes Omer Aleph, at about 15 lines up from the top. Maskifle Rav China Bagdisa. Notice we've been assuming now that the Pasuk of Vayikra Gimel, the Imen Atzon Karbano, is a reference to the Karban Pesach, Lezebach Shlomim, and Bishar Yimel Sashana becomes Shlomim, and that's the law, the rule that applies to Mosar HaPesach. And the assumption that this pasuk is referring to Mosar Pesach is going to come under fire now. Maskifla Rav China Bagdiso Mimatzis Amrit Dechik Siv Hai. When it says in this pasuk Mosar Pesach, Siv, this pasuk is referring to Mosar Pesach. Siv Midat Siv Im Keves Vim Eis. In this pasuk, it says Vim Keves Vim Eis, as if to say he has two options. Michal de lab Mosar Pesach. Ksiv, this pasuk is referring to Shlomim, not to Mosar Pesach, because in the case of Pesach, already back in Parshas Bo, in the Parsha of Pesach in Shmos Yudbeis, it already says Menakvos Menaizim. Why would again the pasuk here in Vayikra Gimel have to repeat what we already have learned back in Shmos in Parshas Bo? It must be that we're referring to Shlomim. And what is the chiddush of this pasuk if it's Shlomim? The chiddush is that if a person took a neder to bring tzon, so it's a generic term, as shlomim, then he has the green light to decide whether he wants to bring a keves or an eiz. So the Gemara now has to defend the premise of Rava, the previous sugi that we learned yesterday, that minatzon karbano is a reference to Mosar Pesach. Hahu, the Gemara says that when it says in keves v'im eiz, even though it's Pesach, but nevertheless it has a chiddush. It's not just a repetition of what we already know, and we need it for the din that we're going to have now in this brisa l'chidusanya, which is essentially operates with the premise that there's a difference between keves and eiz as far as the din of aliyah is concerned, which is a specific part in the behind over here. That if it says in kesev, referring to kvasim, that's superfluous, because it says in the parashah in eiz karbano, we already know minatzon refers to kvasim, because tzon only refers to kvasim and ezim, and the brisa says keves leramos es hapesach lealya. In other words, which part of the Emurim have to be burnt on the Mizbeach? The Torah wants to tell you Keves, to teach you that the Aliyah of a Pesach has to be burnt as HaKtaras Emurim, as the rest of the Emurim have to be burnt. And in that sense, it has a din of Shlomim. Shlomim require the HaKtara of the Aliyah. Ukshu Omer Im Kesev L'Rabos Pesach She'ibra Shnosa. And the Im Kesev, with the extra Im, is coming to include a Pesach that already passed its first year. And Ushlamim, now we're talking about Chagiga of the 14th of Nisan, Haboy Machbas HaPesach, they're brought together with the Pesach, is L'chol Mitzvahs Shlamim, we apply to these adjuncts, these shlomim, these the chagig of Yudalid that are brought together with the Pesach, all the mitzvahs of shlomim. For example, sheyat inu smicha, you need smicha, u'natzachim, and they're brought with the sachim, u'tnufas chaza v'shok, and you wave the chaza v'shok. This is all like shlomim. U'kshu omer im eiz. Now you're asking why did the Torah have to repeat A's? Okay, you've justified the repetition of Kesev because it's coming to tell you that in the case of Ibra Shnasa, or in the case of the Chagiga of Arbas or Benisan, which is a carbon that's brought as Shlomim, but Machmas HaPesach, you still have the dinim of Shlomim, but why does it have to say Im A's? Is hifsika inyan v'limeid ala eiz she'ena tluya al tetuuna alya, that the din of haktoras ha'alya is limited to the case of kesef. But if he opts for an aes, so he brings a goat instead of a sheep, then there's no haktor of the alya. So in any event, we have, and we discussed the great length yesterday, three drushos for Pesach Shalom Bismano. And the Gemara now asks, is it true that the din, the status, and all the laws that apply to Pesach Shalom Shnoso, that it's brought in Shlomim, is derived from in Kesev? The Karban is Mosar Pesach. Mida Avua de Shmuel Nafka. From a drasha of the father of Shmuel, we learn that it's brought as Shlomim. The Omer Avua de Shmuel, based on the Pesukim by Yikri Gimel, V'yimin Atzon Karbanol L'Zevach Shlomim, we learn that Moser HaPesach is a Dover HaBomin Atzon, Yehi L'Zevach Shlomim, that it goes through this transition period in which, instead of being a Karban Pesach, it becomes a Karban Shlomim. Vakati, the Gemara says, even without the drasha of Avua de Shmuel, we should still ask the question that the din of Moser HaPesach, that's Karban Shlomim, is mir Rav Nachman Omer Rav Bar Huna, and after we learn it from Rav Bar Rav Huna. So why do we need the drasha of Im Kesev? The Omar Rav Nachman Omer Rav Bar Rav Huna Minayin Le Moser HaPesach Shekarv Shlomim. How do we know the Moser HaPesach transforms itself from a Pesach to a Shlomim? Shenemar, a Pesach confirmed, Tezai V'zavachta Pesach Hashem Elkecha Tzon U'Bakar. And this is a Pella, and this Pesach makes no sense, because Tzon, you know, is appropriate for a Karban Pesach. So that fits in with the ratio of V'zavachta Pesach Hashem Elkecha. But Bakar, there's no Bakar in Karban Pesach. You can't bring a cow for Karban Pesach. El Mikan Lemosar Pesach Shehei Dovra Bominatzon Umina Bakar Umaininu Shlomim. That we're going to learn here that this pasuk is talking about Mosar HaPesach, and it should be brought as a carbon for that which is brought from either Tzon and Bakar, which carbon is brought from Tzon and Bakar, which means any Tzon and any Bakar with a Zohar and a Keva, that is a carbon Shlomim. And that's how we derive that this pasuk is referring to Mosar Pesach, and it's teaching us that it's brought as a carbon Shlomim. So now the Gemara has a problem. Elatlasa Kroy Psivi. We have three psukim that taught us the din of Moser HaPesach that is brought as Shlomim, and every one of those three was needed in some way. Let's understand what each one of these psukim is teaching me. And here we turn to Daf Tes Amid Beis. Chad, one pasuk teaches me, in the case of Pesach she'ovra or ibra zmano, v'ibra shnaso. In other words, not only did the time of the carbon pass on the yontif pass by, you haven't yet brought the carbon, but even a year went by, a full year. And in the case of a seh that's brought as a carbon pesach, it's got to be a year old, and now a full year passed. So therefore, this says not roi l'akrova, it's beyond its first year. So if Erev Pesach was the Zman of its hakrova, and it was not brought, then it's already into its second year, and it's brought as shlomim. That's one pasuk. V'chad, we need another pasuk. Le'ivra zmano v'loshnasa. In the case where Erev Pesach passed and he didn't bring the carbon, but the year itself hasn't passed, so it means that the seh is less than a year old, and if so, it's kosher for the carbon Pesach. And we want to know what's the status of Avra Zmano, but it's still within the first year, which means it's Royal Leo's Pesach, And the answer is that's Karev Shlamim, that's the second pasuk, and Chad in the third pasuk is coming to tell me Le Lo Ibra Lo Zmanov Lo Shnasa, which means that he's shechting the Karev Pesach before Chagah Pesach. And if he shechs it L'shem Shlamim, it's Karev Shlamim. Utsrichi, and I need all three psukim. Dikos Rachman Achad, if the Torah would have only told us one, Havamina. When is the carbon considered Shlamim Hecha de Ivra Shnaso Uzmano? In other words, not only did the Zmana Pesach pass, but also a full year passed. Di Idche mi Pesach Legamre. And now it's completely disqualified, both from the perspective of the Zmana Krova and from the perspective of the age of the Seh, because it was Ibra Shnaso. It's no longer in its first year, it's now in its second year. Avol, but I would think that Ibra's man of a low Ibra Shnaso, it was still within the year. And it's young enough to be brought as a Korban Pesach, even though we passed the Zman, is the Chazi Le Pesach Sheni. You can bring it as a Pesach Sheni. He missed the first Pesach, let him bring it on Tezvah B'Iyar. Is Ema Shalom. I might think that it doesn't shed its personality, its status as a Pesach, and it doesn't become Shlomim, because Rachmanahani Tarti, if we had two psukim, one would teach me Avra Zman of Yavra Shnaso, the other one would teach me Avra Zman of Allah Avra Shnaso, so I would think that only these two are ne'ekarim. They can change. You can remove their personality as a Korban Pesach, and they become shlamim. And why is that? Mishum de'ilchilu mimilsayu. They can no longer be brought as a Korban Pesach. Aval heichad lo avar lo zman avlo shnaso dechazi lepesach. But if its time hasn't passed, I would think that it's chazi, it's roy to be a first Pesach. Is ema lo? I might think that there's no akira to make the Pesach into shlomim, because it's still roy lakrova. Is tzrichi? We need the third pasuk to teach us that a Pesach is nekar liol shlomim in all these three, ofanim, in all these three scenarios. First, in the case where Arav Zmano ve'avar shnaso, so it's no longer roy lakrova, so it becomes a shlomim. Number two, in the case of avra shnaso, avra Zmano v'lo avra shnaso, it loses its status as a Pesach Sheni, it transformed into shlomim, even though it could be brought as Pesach Sheni. It loses its status as a Pesach and becomes Shlomim. And in the case where it's Chazi, it's royally Hikarev Pesach, meaning in Pesach Rishon, because Lo Avra Lo Zman Avlo Shnaso, there it also can become Shlomim in a case of Mosar Pesach, which means he lost the first Pesach and replaced it with the second one, then he found the first one. In all these three cases, Pesach is nekar to become shlomim. Okay, Rabbosai, we'll stop here. And the sugya of Omar Rav Mishmei de Mavog, you'll find online.